Tomorrow will be Veterans Day, one of our two national holidays devoted to honoring our armed services. On Memorial Day, we remember those who gave what Lincoln termed the last full measure of devotion. Tomorrow, we will pause as a nation to say thank you for your service. But why observe Veterans Day on November 11? It used to be called Armistice Day. In Europe, it is often called Remembrance Day. In 1918, at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, an armistice was declared, ending World War I. The guns fell silent. It was, quote-unquote, all quiet on the Western Front. Veterans on this day sell poppies to commemorate the heart-rending poem In Flanders Field. This was to be, quote-unquote, the war to end all wars. How perfectly charming was that thought. How perfectly naive. The original and sobering message of November 11 emerges from the way that day is portrayed in European media. The observance will be achingly somber. Why? Because the British and the French lost over 2 million soldiers. Germany alone lost almost 2 million. The war devastated European society as it was then constituted. So observe this day as Americans do, with gratitude. Let us wish fervently for more heroes to honor on Veterans Day and fewer heroes to mourn on Memorial Day. I'm Bob Evans, and that is my perspective.